Masechet Kelim Perek Yod Mishnah Aleph. Here we'll continue to talk about the Samid Patil, that if there's a sealed covering all around the container, it's shielded from Tum'ah. We'll elaborate on that halacha. Mishnah says, Elu Kelim Atzilin B'Samid Patil. The following utensils shield what's inside of them from Tum'ah if there's a cover seal all around their opening. Kele gelalim, utensils made from dung, from dried animal dung. Kele avanim, stone utensils. Kele adama, clay utensils that are unbaked. Kele hedes, earthenware utensils. Ukle neted, neted utensils is a kind of earth, a kind of chalk. They're similar to earthenware vessels that can become tameh from their insides, but not from their outsides. Atzmot hadag ve'oro, utensils made from the bones of fish or fish skin. Atzmot haya shebayam ve'ora, bones of a different creature in the sea or its skin. Any type of creature that comes from the sea, not fish, or their skin. Ukle etz hateorim, wooden utensils that are tahor because they're too large to become tameh. A wooden container that has a 40 se'ah volume of liquid is too large to become tameh, as we will learn later on. Matzilin ben bipnehem ben misidehem. All these utensils shield what's inside of them from tum'ah if the seal is over their openings or whether the seal is over a hole in their sides. Even if there's a hole in the side of the utensil that would allow tum'ah to enter, if the hole is sealed up, then the tum'ah does not enter. Ben yoshvin al shulehin, ben matin al sidehin. These utensils shield from tum'ah, whether they're resting on their bottoms and the cover shields over their openings are on top, or whether they're lying on their side and the covered part is on the side as well. Hayu kefuyim al pihim, if they weren't sealed with the cover, but they were turned upside down, so the opening is not open to everything, but it's pressed against the ground where it was sealed with clay. So the question will become, how do we treat that cover? Is that cover considered to be like a samid patil? Does the ground, the fact that it's on the ground and then a seal put around it, count as a covering or not? We say, matzilin kol shetachtehen al atatehom. They shield from tum'ah not only what's inside of them, but also what's directly underneath them down below. The tum'ah of a corpse in a tent usually doesn't only reach everything in the tent, but also what's buried under the tent down deep. Here, the utensil sealed against the ground blocks the tum'ah from reaching into the utensil, and also blocks tum'ah from reaching below the utensil as well. Rabbi Eliezer metameh. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, it's tameh in this case. A utensil that's inverted, that's upside down, where the covering is against the ground, is the opening is against the ground like a cover, does not shield from tum'ah, since there's no actual samit patil, there's no actual cover with a seal all around. Now we'll mention the difference between what things are shielded by a sealed earthenware utensil and what things are shielded by a sealed utensil made from other materials mentioned in the Mishnah. Al hakol matzilin, all these sealed utensils mentioned in the Mishnah shield from everything inside of them, food, drink, other utensils. Chutz mikli hedes, besides for an earthenware utensil that shield, she'en o matzil ela al ha'ochalim v'al ha'mashkim v'al kli hedes, which shield only from the tum'ah, shield from tum'ah only food, drink, and other earthenware utensils, not smaller utensils of metal, wood, or fabric.